dictation for Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Mogrelski, M-O-G-I-E-L-S-K-I. August 3050, address is letter to Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Flegel, F-L-E-G-E-L-P-A-C, 99-828-6835. Dear Mr. Flegel, consultation for Mr. Mogilski with change kidney function. He was evaluated emergency room in January for weakness, question dehydration, receive IV fluids. He denies change of weight or appetite. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He has chronic diarrhea from prior colon cancer surgery in 2011. He takes Pepto-Bismol. He denies gross bleeding. He does have incontinence of stool. He has not noticed a decrease in urination or incontinence. No infection, cloudiness, or blood. There is a remote history of kidney stone passing spontaneously many years ago. Doesn't know the type. He does have lower extremity edema. Supposed to be doing some salt restriction. Denies claudication symptoms. Denies discolor of the toes. He has underlying dyspnea from COPD, mostly on activity, not at rest, uses inhalers. He has not required any oxygen or a sleep apnea for CPAP machine for a sleep apnea. Denies orthopnea PND, denies pyrrolate material hemoptysis, denies pleuritic discomfort, no chest pain palpitation syncope, chronic back pain but no anti-inflammatory agents, just feeling fatigue, tired. Next paragraph, the past medical history for colon cancer, 2011. Did receive radiation and chemotherapy besides surgery. Follow-up was done on a regular basis. He's already 13 years since. Underlying COPD, prior smoker. He denies diabetes. He denies any heart problems. He's not aware of the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. No TIS or a stroke, no liver disease. The remote history of kidney stone, prior history of gastritis, but apparently no surgery required for that. Chronic back pain, question spinal stenosis. Next paragraph, surgeries for the colon cancer, gallbladder. As a boy, age 11 or 12, bilateral hip surgery was done. Sounds like flip. S-L-I-P-P-E-D, femoral head abnormality. Eventually has required a left-sided total hip replacement. This was like 3 years ago. Surgery done at Midland. Also tonsils and adenoids. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, present medications include a low dose of lisinopril, used to take 40 milligrams, presently down to 10, claritin, albuterol, as well as Stiolto, S-T-I-O-L-T-O inhaler. Prior medications discontinue include of the Norvas, of Lipitor, of Metoprolol, of Singulair, and of HCTC. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, he starts smoking age 16, 2 packs per day until around 2000. Prior heavy alcohol in his teenager years, discontinue after a few years. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 270. He is alert, orientation 3, overweight, blood pressure 130/82 on the right, 140/80 on the left. There is a normal speech, no facial asymmetry, normal eye movements, normal mucosal, no palpable neck masses, thyroid or lymph nodes, no JBD, carotid bruise. There are emphysematous changes, COPD without RALS consolidation pleural effusion. He wears upper dentures, no teeth or dentures on the lower part, regular breathing, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, no gross palpable liver spleen, good peripheral pulses, 1+ edema. Excuse me, fair peripheral pulses, popliteal locate, down dorsal pedis posterior tibialis bilateral, down radial pulses, strong brachial. Next paragraph, no focal deficit. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries. This is from January. Creatinine 1.41. A year ago was normal at 0.9. A normal sodium, potassium, acid base. A normal albumin, calcium, liver testing. Present GFR 53. 3T4 was normal. Glucose mild elevated. December creatinine 1.45. No gross anemia. Normal white blood cell platelets. No recent urine sample. In the past, no blood protein or cells. An albumin creatinine ratio not elevated. Next paragraph, there is a CT scan, abdomen and pelvis with contrast, dated November 2021. At that time, it shows lung base is clear. There was evidence of atherosclerosis, thoracic aorta, coronary arteries, fatty liver. At that time, there was right-sided hydronephrosis with the presence of a mid-ureteral stone. Atherosclerosis include abdominal aorta, iliac arteries, a prior bowel resection, bilateral hip surgery, extensive hip arthritis left more than right. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. subacute kidney failure, a person who has long-standing hypertension and imaging evidence for atherosclerosis, a prior kidney stone. He is clinically not symptomatic, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no volume overload, prior urine analysis, no activity for blood protein or cells. However, there is no new urine sample with the change of kidney function. A number of medications you already adjusted. Present blood pressure appears to be well controlled. He does not have severe symptoms of enlargement of the prostate. We are going to repeat chemistries on the next few days, few weeks. If numbers has not returned to normal with the changes that you did above, we are going to do a kidney ultrasound to make sure that there is no asymmetry or both kidneys getting smaller. We will be looking for urinary retention as well as hydronephrosis or silent stones. Given the atherosclerosis, we might also look for a renal Doppler to assess for renal artery stenosis. I did not change any medications. I explained to him the meaning of progressive renal failure. Symptoms for renal failure is a late event, so chemistries will need to be done on a regular basis. The importance of avoiding nephrotoxic agents. Further recommendations to follow with above results. End of dictation.